New evidence emerged on Monday at the trial of four neo-Nazis accused of racially motivated murder after throwing petrol bombs through the windows of the home of a Roma family last year. A two-year-old girl was horrifically burned in the attack, which has received unprecedented attention here in the Czech Republic. Rob Cameron has more.
A scratchy police surveillance recording of suspected arsonist Jaromír Lukáš, recorded several weeks after the attack on the Roma family in Vítkov, North Moravia, last year. In the recording, played to Ostrava Regional Court on Monday, Jaromír Lukáš boasts to a friend how well the attack had gone and how the police would never track them down. A voice, perhaps also belonging to Lukáš, then expresses envy at a similar attack in Hungary, where a 27-year-old Roma man and his 6-year-old son were shot dead as they fled their burning home. In Hungary, they chucked their petrol bombs in, waited for them to run out, and then shot them. Total dudes they are, he says. Experts are hesitant to draw any direct link between the attacks in the Czech Republic and Hungary, although from the police wiretaps it appears Czech neo-Nazis could at least have been partly inspired by the spate of race killings in Hungary in recent years. Robert Cushion is the executive director of the European Roma Rights Centre based in Budapest. On the phone from New York, he told me advocacy groups were still waiting for courts in Central Europe to send a clear signal that racially motivated murder cannot be tolerated.
The trial in the Czech Republic is encouraging, but we have to see what the final verdict is, and we're hoping that there will be a severe penalty assessed to serve as a deterrent. In Hungary, for a long time, there was no action taken, no effective action taken against some very serious violent incidents resulting since 2008 in 9 deaths. We understand that there will hopefully be an indictment handed down in at least some of those killings by the fall, but thus far we haven't seen it.
After hearing the recordings on Monday, Jaromír Lukáš told the judge he had deliberately lied about the attack to his friend because he suspected him of being a police informant and wanted to catch him out. That argument may not stand up in court, but his lawyer says the wiretaps were illegal and is lobbying for them to be rejected as evidence.
Thanks to Rob Cameron for that report.